It's April, and I haven't recorded a podcast since January because honestly, how do you record episodes of Midlife Hormone Crisis when you're smack dab in the middle of your own midlife crisis? So I'll explain more later. But first, can we talk about the elephant in the room? Oprah, the queen of self-care and self-help, finally gives menopause some airtime. But with all of this self-serving virtue signaling, did the special really help women, or was it just too little too late? Today, I'm breaking down what Oprah got right and what she got wrong and what you desperately need to know about menopause, because you cannot afford to wait another 20 years for someone else to get it right. It's all today on the Midlife Hormone Crisis Podcast. Welcome back to the Midlife Hormone Crisis Podcast. Yes, this is the relatable podcast for the pissed off perimenopausal woman who is fed up with hormonal chaos and the frustrating lack of answers from mainstream healthcare. I'm your host, Jennifer Pickett, and I am a deprogrammed dietitian turned functional medicine health coach and certified midlife hormone specialist. Like many of you, I hit my breaking point when I realized just how little healthcare professionals knew about menopause. My own hormone wake-up call has sparked a journey filled with intensive research, expert mentorship, and a mission to empower every woman with the essential information she deserves to know. So if you're wondering, is this a midlife crisis or is it just my hormones? Well, you're in the right place. Listen, I know where you're at. I know you're frustrated. You've been desperately searching for answers, dealing with hormone chaos. And just when you think you're getting somewhere, well, a big celebrity like Oprah, her TV special hits, and more confusing advice floods your social media feeds. That leaves you feeling even more overwhelmed. So before we dive into today's episode, here's exactly where you need to find clear, practical help. While I haven't recorded podcasts lately, I have continued to host a free monthly midlife masterclass. These classes cover exactly what you're wondering about. Midlife metabolism, stubborn belly fat, hormone testing, hormone replacement therapy. So you can catch up on all of these anytime and get those replays by going to bit.ly/missed masterclass. Again, that's bit.ly/missed masterclass. I'll have that in the show notes. Oh, and by the way, if you're one of these and you are so tired of piecing things together on your own, if you're ready for the deep dive testing, the personalized protocols, the dedicated support, consider joining the Hormone Huddle. But due to the intensive, personalized nature of this program, and let's be honest, the fact that life is extremely full, I'll tell you about that in a minute, I currently only have 2 coaching spots available. So visit thehormonehuddle.com, book an insight call. Let's see if this is a good place for you. No more confusion, no more overwhelm, just clear answers, real support, and a plan that actually works. Okay, let's get started. I am going to give you a fair warning. Today, I might come across as a little bit unhinged because honestly, I'm in the trenches every single day with women just like you. I hear your stories and I've lived these frustrations firsthand. I've spent the last 27 years in healthcare and in wellness. I've seen it all. And the truth is, I'm mad. Actually, I'm absolutely pissed off. It's 2025 and getting quality healthcare as midlife women shouldn't seem this damn near impossible. On top of that, I'm navigating my own midlife crisis in real time. If we've connected online, if we're friends online, you've probably seen my news. My daughter, Maddie, my oldest, she just got engaged to her childhood sweetheart, Jonah. So we're going to be diving into wedding planning. And my son, JD, is about to graduate high school. He's still waiting college decisions and waiting on scholarship news. So yes, an engagement party, a surprise engagement party that we just threw, a graduation party coming up here in a month. I'm a mama facing these big, huge changes, running my own business, feeling like I'm up against this giant, broken healthcare machine, all while trying to navigate my own hormones and my health. So I'm not sure what you're going to get today. So buckle up and welcome to Jennifer Completely Unfiltered. No promises here, just real talk. Because dang, it's a lot, right? You can relate to this. Here's my question. I wasn't going to even address, I'm not a huge fan of Oprah. There's my confession from the beginning. I used to many, many moons ago, but recent years, haven't been a big fan of hers. Was going to kind of overlook this because I thought it would be exactly what I thought it would be, but had several people reach out wanting my thoughts and opinions, and I thought, well, this is a good podcast. Time to get back on the saddle, record a podcast. So here we go. I watched it, and one of my first thoughts was, what took you so long, Oprah? Where the hell have you been? What took you so long? So she's telling her story, and it is. It's frustrating. It's a story that is so familiar to every one of us. She started noticing heart palpitations. She went to all these different doctors. She had a cardiologist. So that was at age 48. That's when she first started noticing symptoms. I want to point something out to you. She's now 71 years old. Women have waited decades for Oprah's voice on this. Oh, by the way, just so you don't think I haven't done my research, she did a little special in 2023 on menopause as well. Just a little awareness special in 2023 with Drew Barrymore. Oh, yay. Age 48, when she started going through all of this on her own, now she's 71. So as I watched this, my main thing I kept thinking was too little, too late. That was the main thing that kept going through my mind. You know, because you've lived it. Women, we have suffered. We've been ignored. We've been dismissed. And when Oprah looked at the camera and said, thank you, ABC, I wanted to vomit. What do you mean, thank you, ABC? They should have done this decades ago. Every single woman's going to go through menopause. Every single woman is going to go through menopause. What do you mean, thank you, ABC? All of this BS, it's virtue signaling. It is very much, look at us. Look at how good we are for bringing awareness. Let me bring on celebrities that you think you can relate to. None of us can relate to celebrities. Look at how good we are for bringing awareness to this issue. I hate the virtue signaling. This superficial celebrity involvement without any kind of meaningful solutions or any type of structural change. It's a bunch of bull. It reminds me, I tell you what reminds me, this is another subject I get fired up and pissed off about, Breast Cancer Month. All these companies, wear pink, breast cancer awareness. Okay, if you're not aware of breast cancer at this point, you have been living under a rock. We're aware. By the way, all these companies promoting this BS, they're the ones selling you very toxic products that can promote breast cancer, okay? So I'm not going to go off on this, but remember, these companies, these celebrities, these bigwigs that stand to make a lot of money off of things, it's called virtue signaling. They love to put their name on something and give people these little warm, touchy feelies and like, look at me, look at the good I'm doing. It's a bunch of bull. And as women, we've got to say enough is enough. We're so tired of this. Because by the way, everybody's in bed together. It's a profit-driven system. They don't care about your health. With all these celebrities, it's just about PR. You and I both know this. It's just about PR. They're probably selling something. So enough with the awareness. We've got to move beyond that. We need actual help. We don't need platitudes. We don't need little simple advice like just be your own best advocate. We need more than that. So I'm going to kind of go through some things in that special and point out the good, kind of the good, the bad, the ugly. Okay. So let's start with the good. Let me do this. I do want to acknowledge Oprah's impact. I am very glad she had a menopause special. Somebody's got to do something, okay? It could have been a lot more, but she brought menopause to prime time, and that's important. So I want to acknowledge that impact. That's good. That's good. I did like the fact that she did have, she should have had many more. She did have one expert on there. Well, there was a few. Dr. Mary Claire Haver, you've seen her videos. She gets a lot of attention. And I will say this about Dr. Mary Claire Haver. I'm glad she was on the show. I really, really, truly appreciate what she's doing in bringing awareness specifically for midlife women. She's not leaving out nutrition, lifestyle. She's really talked about hormone replacement therapy. And she did a very good job of educating during this. The little bit of time that she was given, she did, there was some good educational pieces. So let me point those out. I like how she explained the cessation of ovulation and the decreasing number of eggs and how that impacts our hormones. I like how she described the hormones being very, very erratic during perimenopause and then dramatically declining and perimenopause being the zone of chaos. I thought that was fantastic. There's several areas, and there's not enough time to get into it on this particular podcast. There's several areas that I do not agree with Mary Claire Haver. That being said, I appreciate what she has done to bring attention, to bring awareness. And I think that's pivotal. They brought up some really good statistics in the show. So the fact that how declining hormones impacts our brain health, 2 out of 3 Alzheimer's patients are women. They brought up the fact that half of women are dissatisfied with their sex lives. That's huge. That's pivotal. And that is because of what's happening behind the scenes in our body. I will say this about the show, the special. They did highlight some very positive statements about hormone replacement therapy. It's important that we go there, that we have that conversation. You need to be fully informed. So I appreciate the fact that they did point out some really good benefits of hormone replacement therapy. They made the statement that so often, if you qualify for HRT, the benefits outweigh the risk. They addressed the biggest elephant in the room when it comes to hormone replacement therapy, and that is the WHI study, the Women's Health Initiative study. They pointed out errors in that. They stated that the Women's Health Initiative study did initially, it overemphasized the risk and underemphasize the benefits. Now, they didn't get into all the details, but they touched on that. And I think that's very important because that one pivotal study completely derailed women from getting good care. Excuse me. You see what happens when I get all fired up. So let's talk about next. That's what she did good. Let's talk about the missed opportunity. There was too much vague, generic advice, including that from Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Just very, very vague, generic advice. This is it. This is just vague, generic advice you can get anywhere. So you can skip the special because it just, you know, that vague, generic advice, like educate yourself. Where are you supposed to educate yourself? Where are you supposed to get that? Be the CEO of your own healthcare. She said it can take 6 to 8 doctor visits to find help. Girl, let me look you in the eyeballs and tell you, if you are with the same doctor and it's taking you 6 to 8 visits to get the help you need, find another doctor. But I do want to be very blunt and candid with you because I get this question all the time. Jennifer, can you give me the recommendation for a doctor? This is not as simple as just finding a good doctor. You have to know what you want. You have to be fully educated long before you find a doctor. Otherwise, how do you know if it's a good doctor or not? Okay, that doctor has this little bitty tiny amount of time with you. You need to be fully educated about hormone replacement therapy, what your options are, what does it look like to be a good host, and what lifestyle and nutrition factors are needed to support a body during midlife. All of this really needs to happen long before you walk into your doctor's office, but you're not being offered that help. Okay. So this is not, you have to be educated first, and this is not as simple as just finding a doctor. So the very generic advice really got on my nerves. I tell you something though, that Dr. Mary Claire Haver said that was very revealing, and I want this to stick with you. She revealed that she only received 6 hours of menopause training. Only 6 hours. 6 hours. I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about that OBGYN who is very busy taking care of mamas and babies. That one doctor does not have the capacity to care for a woman through all the life phases. She just doesn't. But we live with this broken system, and I don't know why doctors aren't speaking up saying, okay, hold up, this is a little bit much, and midlife women aren't getting the care they need. But again, you can have a really good doctor stuck in a very broken system where their voice, their opinion really doesn't matter because they're receiving all this pressure from a healthcare administrator. Another missed opportunity, if you will, during that special is they had Leanne Morgan on there. Leanne Morgan is a comedian. Absolutely love, 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 love Leanne Morgan. She's fantastic. She's hilarious. She's my absolute favorite. I love that we can laugh about some of these things. But let me tell you, being in the trenches with women every day, we got to go beyond just laughing about it. We need real help. We need real support. So Leanne Morgan said, she made a joke about women getting testosterone pellets and how, you know, they've got these little weak husbands and like the women are like going strong, you know, and ready to have sex all the time. Yay. How funny. Humor can help. Pellets, that is a big decision. You need to know all of the benefits, all of the risk. Is that the best way to go? And you don't need to get your advice from a quick sound clip or a quick joke. And that's what bothered me, because the way this was presented was basically, if you are watching this and you didn't know better of, oh, okay, like I have low libido, so maybe I should get a testosterone pellet. Like maybe that's what I should do, because it was given no other attention outside of the joke and everybody laughing and nodding. Pisses me off. So I do want to provide some caution about pellet therapy. You need to understand all of your options. Pellets are not the only form of bioidentical hormone therapy. And the best of the best, highly trained doctors that are working to replenish hormones will first dial in what is most important to you, which is estrogen and progesterone. Okay. By the way, libido is not just testosterone. Libido is mostly estrogen. It's God's design. So there's my little soapbox about that. So there were some realities that were ignored or just minimized by Oprah's special. So they did do a really good job talking about the cognitive impacts, the impacts on the brain as we go through perimenopause, menopause, and we lose our hormones. Okay. So there is actual structural damage and atrophy in a woman's brain that is due to the loss of estrogen. I'm so glad they pointed that out. I'm so glad they acknowledged that this has a big effect on your career, on your confidence, on your ability to focus. I think just them saying that, it makes all of us go, oh my word, yes. Like, I relate to that. Like, okay, I'm not the only one. So that's a really good, wonderful point. Glad they made that. They also pointed out that these changes persist. They don't go away. When you have a symptom like a hot flash, that might last for some time and then it gradually goes away. The damage to your brain does not go away. They acknowledge just the stress of perimenopause, that zone of chaos. Again, I do like that Dr. Mary Claire Haver's term. They did point out that not everybody experiences hot flashes. I was very much appreciative of that because one of the things that I've noticed in speaking with women every single day is that women have this notion of, okay, I think I'm good because I haven't had a hot flash yet. So I don't think I have to worry about this until I have a hot flash. False. There's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. Sometimes that is manifested in symptoms. Sometimes it is not. And we have a lot going on during perimenopause. You separate out the physical changes due to the hormonal decline. We're trying to manage our career, raising kids. We may have aging parents. Like, there's so much happening at once and we feel like we're losing our mind. So it is helpful when we hear that other women, like, we're all in the same boat and we're in this together. So I do appreciate that. Getting back to the symptoms, I do want to point something out to you because this was not acknowledged at all. They talked about hormone replacement therapy very quickly. And I feel like if you didn't know better, you would be like, okay, I'm just going to get some hormone replacement therapy and I'll be fine. Well, what about those of you who are already getting hormone replacement and you wonder, is this as good as it gets? What about those of you who are like, are my hormones optimized? Like, I'm getting this, but like, is it making a difference? Like, I want to be like the most proactive. Are my hormones optimized? You're wondering, what about my metabolism? What about my thyroid? What about my embarrassing bathroom issues? Like, I mean, these gut issues won't go away. They did not address at all that you need to be a healthy host if you want to put in hormone replacement therapy. That was not addressed. They missed the big picture because Dr. Mary Claire Haver and her like group of doctors, they call themselves the Menopause, which gets on my nerves because it sounds like a mean girls club. And if you're depending on what social media channels you're on, you might see some of the going back and forth and the arguments and all that good stuff. Because when you get menopause experts together, what you quickly learn, and this is my source of frustration, what you quickly learn is that there is much more argument than there is agreement. And that's where I get so angry because I'm like, we're in 2025 and everybody wants to be right. And there's those of us like me, and I have colleagues and mentors, we're in the trenches with women every day. And I'm like, you know what? While you're over there arguing, some of us are actually trying to help women, but everybody wants to be right. But there is a large group when it comes to hormone replacement therapy, they are just focused on symptoms only. Treat the symptoms. That's it. And there's a lot of doctors and the North American Menopause Society, it's called NAMS, their opinion is this. You treat for symptoms with hormone replacement therapy at the lowest dose for the shortest time possible. I do not agree with that. And you're missing the big picture. we really want to look at physiologic restoration of hormones. If I'm going to do something, I want to do it really well. I don't want to learn 10 years later, I should have been taking more. I should have been doing something differently. This should have been dosed differently. Because you see, when I decided to utilize bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, I wanted to be all in. I want all the benefits. I want the disease prevention benefits. I want the benefits to my bones, to my brain, to my gut, to my heart. All of those. I want the anti-aging, but that has to be done in a very specific manner. So basically, they just put HRT into one big bucket, and there was no differentiation. You could tell no difference between, there's a lot of different forms out there, and you still have some doctors who would call hormone replacement like birth control pill. I won't even go down that road, because it just makes me mad. So there was a lot of missed opportunity here. Everything was very surface level. We need more. We need a lot more. You deserve more. I think after the special and listening, being online, listening to what people thought, you know, there was a lot of people who were like, oh my God, that was so good. We're just so grateful. You know, we just didn't know, and now I feel better. I'm so glad they're calling attention. Yes, to all of that. I am too. But what I want you to hear is that we are so used to crappy healthcare that any sort of little bits of information, we're like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, we're so grateful for these tiny insights because our healthcare has been so very inadequate. You don't know what you don't know. How do I know this? Because I'm talking to so many of you every single day. And women are like, I had no idea. Like, thank you, Jennifer. That call was so insightful because I had no clue. They give us a little bit and they're like, oh, look at us. Aren't we sweet? We've given you some good information. Okay, pat us on the head. Bye-bye now. It's so dumb. Here's the analogy that I thought about. It is like being in the desert and you are so dehydrated. You're so thirsty. And somebody hands you this tiny little cup of water. It's tiny. It is not enough. But you're so grateful. You are so grateful because you're so thirsty. So you take that water and you drink it and you're like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. That was so helpful. But then the person who gave you the water, they don't tell you what direction to walk in to get more water. They don't tell you where to go to get more water. They just say, here you go. Be grateful for this little bitty cup of water. Good luck. And they disappear. Women are desperate for information. We need more than that little cup of water. But we're left without guidance on next steps. This is why me and many of my colleagues and my mentors have a program that walks you through all of these things. Because we want to give you more than just a little bitty cup of water. Here's another critique, because I can't let this one go. Halle Berry. Yay, Halle Berry. Yes, she's beautiful. I appreciate her acting abilities, whatever. Her suggestion was for women to have a siesta, a menopause party, a siesta. Like, oh, look at her and her creativity. Let me tell you something. We don't need a damn party. We need better healthcare. So, sweet families, if your family wants to do something for you, you can throw a party later. First, pay for you to get good help. That's where it starts. Then, when your hormones are optimized, heck yes, throw a party. But this stupid suggestion, throw a siesta, it's a bunch of BS, okay? Give us the help we need. We don't want to figure it out on our own. Somebody has got to address, I'm going to wrap this up, y'all. Somebody's got to address these massive failures in women's healthcare. We have these huge systemic failures in healthcare. Massive. I just don't know why we're in 2025 and we're just so used to it, we don't even know better. And let me tell you, a stupid little special by Oprah isn't going to cut it. We need doctors to step up. We need more menopause specialists trained. We need insurance to cover extensive hormone programs like mine. We're just so used to crappy healthcare. We're used to being dismissed and ignored. We're used to suffering in silence. That's what we've been doing. We need to become more vocal. But we're going to have to think out of the box and get help where we shouldn't have to get help. I shouldn't have had to create a hormone program. It should be covered by insurance. You should not have to, like, hope and pray you can find a good doctor. You should know all of your options for replacing hormones and what that looks like, what that means. This should not be a big deal. I admit... This comes across as very, you know, emotional and unhinged and whatever. I'm sorry. Because I'm in the trenches with women every day and I'm walking their journeys with them and I'm hearing the horror stories of how they've been dismissed and how they've been ignored. I get pissed off. Do you know, just a quick fact, I want to point this out. Do you know that it was not required for women to be included in research until 1993. It was not required that women have to be included in research until 1993. What the heck? Y'all, we've been ignored, okay? Here's something else I want to, and I'm going to piss off some of you, and that's okay. I'm probably going to get some hate mail for this. I want to point this out. If you are a man transitioning to a woman, that is how you get good health care. You will get all the hormone testing. All of your hormone treatments will be covered. However, if you are a midlife woman, you're on your own, girl. Like, you're on your own. So that's where I get really upset, because I'm like, okay, if you're a man transitioning to wanting to be a woman, you're going to get great health care. You're going to get superior health care. Probably the best of the best. You'll get all the testing, all the hormones, all the stuff. But if you're a biological woman and you're facing menopause and you need good care, you're up against a lot. Okay? You're up against a lot. And what that means is that you are making decisions based out of desperation, because there is this massive lack of education, resources, and support. The awareness is great. That's this tiny little component. You need so much more. And I'm this, like, little voice, this small voice fighting against this massive machine, this broken, massive system that is based on sick care and based on big pharma. I feel like some days I am this crazy woman standing on the side of the road and you're driving by and I'm like waving you down and I'm like, the bridge is out. The bridge is out. If you keep going that way, the bridge is out. It's going to be a disaster. And I'm waving my arms and trying to get you to, like, slow down and consider your next steps and maybe go an alternate route. And you're like, she's crazy. You need a new route. The bridge is out. This is, I'm going to wrap this up because you've heard enough of my soapboxes and I've gotten all choked up trying to communicate this. You need more. You deserve more. There is not a one size fits all. You deserve personalized care. You deserve testing. You deserve answers. You deserve relief. and not just a prescription designed to get your butt out of the office. So let me wrap this up. You've heard me rant today because, frankly, somebody needs to say it. You deserve better healthcare, clearer answers, and real solutions for menopause. You deserve that personalized support, not the surface level stupid specials or the confusing sound bites. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling confused, just like a vast majority of the women that I meet, please know that real help is available. My free midlife masterclass is a fantastic place to start. Loaded with those practical strategies on midlife metabolism, belly fat, hormone testing, hormone replacement therapy. You can find all of those replays, remember, at bit.ly/missed masterclass. But let me speak to you if you're done. If you're done guessing, if you're done piecing things together on your own, if you're ready for that in-depth testing, the customized plans, the ongoing personal support, I have two spots available right now in the Hormone Huddle. You've heard what's all going on in my life and all the craziness, but this coaching program is very comprehensive in nature. So I limit the number of clients that I take. So go to thehormonehuddle.com, schedule an insight call. Let's figure this out together because you deserve to feel your best and I'm here to help you every single step of the way. Thank you for tuning in today. Take care of yourself and I will catch you next time.